This is Peter Johansson from Copenhagen, Denmark. You're listening to the Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest. Hip Hop Digest.
Well, Clarence Thomas, all you got, anybody who's watched the movie Django, just watch Steven and you see Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas has decided that his best personal interest is siding with the powerful and the special interests, and regardless as to who they're going to hurt. They're going to hurt.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Green, but yo, pause for a second again, pause.
You said pause? You ain't talking about no back doors this week, are we?
Nah, no back doors, not yet, we'll address that in a minute. But I was thinking about a new name, yo.
Oh, shit, for who, the show?
A new name.
For you?
For me.
Oh, what's that?
Because of the current affairs in our country, I was thinking about changing my name to Dwight Man.
Oh, damn.
Dwight Man. Look, I ain't applying for no jobs and nothing like that, so I should be good.
Somebody's name is probably Dwight Man for real, too.
Oh, there's definitely a Dwight Man out there. But anyway, back to that pause. You want to address that beat?
So, yeah, I'm just going to say it was a song recorded in the early 70s by Clarence Carter. It may have been the late 60s. Yeah, it was recorded by Clarence Carter and sampled by Run DMC for Christmas in Hollis. What he meant by the song is that he is the Santa Claus creeping in at 3 a.m. on the single moms. That's what he meant by that. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's what you meant, too.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Shout out to Clarence Carter.
Good. We good, Big B.
Yeah, yo, shout out to Big B. I get it.
I get it.
So, all right. That's what's good. So, if y'all ready, we can get into it.
Let's do it.
Let's talk, yo.
All right. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is Pioneer DJ has now bought Serato.
Oh, they just
DJ
run the game now, huh?
Software.
We're taking over the game.
We taking over. can't live with them. Buy them.
Man, I'm telling you, actually, who said that line? Who says that? Where'd that line come from? Fuck you, pay me. Where that line come from?
Is that King of New York?
Is that a movie? Yes.
That's where that came from?
King of New York. Or no.
It was something. It's like, fuck you, pay me.
Goodfellas.
There you go.
That's where it came from. But anyway, but back to the original. Pioneer DJ Boss Serato. So, you know, for me, there's a couple of things here. As a dinosaur user of said software really doesn't affect me, because I'm not a giant features guy, and all the stems and all that shit didn't really affect me, because I like to prepare my stems anyway, put them in the software and prepare them and label them. You know, I use cue points and the sample player, and that's really about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't do a lot of loop. I don't do a lot of, you know, push button remixes on the fly. Now, trust me, Jazzy Jeff and everybody else, that shit's incredible. You know what I mean? That shit's incredible. But Pioneer is like Apple. You know what I mean? It's an ecosystem. And you're going to end up paying them kids. Now,
to me, ain't this in jeopardy of being a monopoly?
Well, yes, I don't know if the United States regulators, maybe overseas may get with that. I don't know if the United States regulators is really going to worry about that, although I think that they should. Look, one of the things here is I don't understand why In Music, and for those of you who don't know who In Music is, they own everybody. In Music, I, when they bought Rain, I didn't understand why they didn't just buy Serato too. You know what I mean? But In Music owns, and certainly not limited to, Akai, Elisa's, Denon, DJ, M Audio, Marantz, Newmark, Rain, and Stanton. Fucking own everybody. You talk about a monopoly, my G.
Clearly.
You know what I mean?
But to me, Pioneer got the high quality Monopoly.
Oh yeah. Now let me tell you something, man. Tell you something, boy. Them Pioneer mixers, my G. Woo.
Top of the line.
Man, my God. I give you that. Now, and this is coming from a Rain guy. I always like the hard body, the metal construction, the 40, 50 year performance of mixers. You know what I mean? The rest of them kids on that In Music list, with the exception of Rain. Shout to Denon, though. I'm a fan of Denon stuff, you know.
Morantz used to be the shit, though, didn't it?
Man, Morantz been out the game, my man.
Damn.
So.
Reaching.
And another thing that could happen is virtual DJ. You know, it's In Music gonna. I know a lot of cats use virtual DJ.
They've been around for a minute.
The engine, I don't know who is that. Is that Denon who fucks with Engine? That's a very strong software as well. I don't know what them kids in Native Instruments, yo, who would have been perfectly positioned Native Instruments tractor if they would have kept up their shit, but they sloppy too. So I don't know. You know, this is a big news in the DJ world as far as software goes. You know, if you are a dinosaur, it probably won't affect you, because you could be using an older version of Rain, and if you're just a straight ahead mixer, you're good.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean? If you are a guy, especially for younger DJs who are always looking for the next feature or for the next situation, and as complicated as a lot of them controllers and some of the CDJs and shit like that, you get my age and shit, you be like, damn, y'all need this shit. I'm just mixing. You know what I mean? But for the younger guys, I mean, like I said, I'm giving props where props due. A lot of that stuff is amazing.
But I didn't get to tell you this, killer, but T-Bear and one of Dow, they talked me out of buying one of those CDJs, a Pioneer one, as a matter of fact. You know, OfferUp offers a lot of wonderful things, I'm just saying. And I saw it, and I was going to get it. It was at the right price. But they were like, yeah, if you're not out here doing things, then yeah, you probably don't even need it. And that's all I needed to hear, and it's still where it is listed, so.
I want a pair of CDJs, actually. I do. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's going to be a minute. The ones I want, actually, but they are coming down. But I think I'm going to get a pair of CDJs. Again, I'm a straight-up mixer. And moreoverly, I blend and always have been a blender anyway. So I think eventually I will end up with a pair of CDJs. But,
okay,
you know, all that being said. So, G, I mean, what do you think about that software-wise, considering Rekordbox is really in heavy competition with Serato? Serato, I still think, is the number one DJ software out there. Although, if you are a Pioneer guy, Rekordbox is twisting your arm behind your back. So you better use this shit.
Well, right now, you don't have to worry about that shit since they just bought them niggas.
I know, right?
It's like, shit, Rekordbox and Serato just going to be all one and the same.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, it's just going to be a Pioneer. It's basically going to start funneling that money. You want to update? Pay me.
Well, let me be the non-egghead in here and ask this question. So if you already have Pioneer gear with all the latest bells and whistles, will you have to purchase this new piece of equipment to be able to do this stuff, or will you be able to integrate it into what you already have?
Oh, now, just like Apple, eventually, you know, they'll phase the old mixers out. And if you have old mixers, then if you got the old software and you're good there, you're good.
Okay.
But as you get the new things, they're going to integrate the things that... I'm going to give you an example. Stems. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that Serato does very well. Okay? Pioneer, not so much. They want that technology. You know,
clearly.
I mean? Yeah, I mean, that's just an example. And so when they start integrating their technology, it's all going to be under the Pioneer header. You know, it's not going to be Pioneer / Serato. The name Serato is going to go away.
Wow.
I put money on that. The name Serato goes away.
Damn.
It's such a popular name, and people, it's kind of like, why would you make that name go away? I mean, I understand because you want everybody to understand that know that it's your shit, that it's Pioneer, that it's no longer separate. But if all the money's going to the same place, why would you care if that name's more popular than your name? You're getting the money anyway. It's like if McDonald's bought Burger King, I don't give a fuck it's still called Burger King. I'm still getting the money as McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? King so keep Killer. Calling, keep going to Burger King. I'm going to get that money anyway.
King Killer, think Procter & Gamble. Think Johnson & Johnson. They have a whole lot of different shit to still name something else, but they getting that guap, though.
No, so no doubt. I hear what you're saying. I just think that these companies are so proprietary and are so... Unlike Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, you use a different soap, but, it, you know, I get it. Yeah, they're getting that guap. I
was spring.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If they don't have Irish Spring on the shelf, you're going to use something.
You get some dial,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're going to get something.
Yeah, so.
And it's still going to go to them.
No doubt.
Nick is going to get that guap.
That's just my personal prediction that Pioneer is.
You know, they're just going to say, no, yeah. Fuck that name.
They're going to say, fuck them niggas. And you.
They better wait, though. They better wait.
Oh, it's not. The transition's not going to happen overnight, no doubt.
You don't want to upset the niggas that's down with Soretta will be like, man, fuck these Pioneer niggas.
All right, that's what's up, yo. So shout to T-Bear. He was the first one I seen that posted that. And then, of course, my regular email, shout to Mario, Chi-Town, Chicago was good. It's, of course, started getting flooded with all my DJ friends. Yo, what do you think? It's like, shit, nigga, I'm a dinosaur. I'm still using old shit. So
it works.
Indeed. All right, yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I'm not going to talk about this cat anytime for the next while, but it's almost like the third week in a row, but this was just too interesting to pass up.
Damn, Kurt, you're going to have to put the stamp down again? Shut it down?
Nah, he already put the stamp down on himself. Oh, yeah, okay. He ain't going to talk about it for a while.
Nah, not for a minute. Not unless something extraordinary happens, but this is a little extraordinary. Young Thug's Business Is Business album gets a Metro Boomin makeover in the efforts to keep selling units. Wow. Metro Boomin is saying we're gonna remix the whole shit.
Metro Boomin, what's some damn more, nigga?
I don't understand. Wait, the record ain't
many,
even.
How many did he sell? You said the number last week.
90,000, I think he said.
Yeah, basically between 87 and about 90 grand.
So do you think the remix will match that or exceed?
No, I mean, it's not going to do any of that.
What he's probably trying to do is kind of keep it from going from 90 to 10K.
Right.
He's trying to keep it from 90 to maybe 50, 45, somewhere. Wow. If you keep it somewhere in that range.
Right. I don't, okay. Yeah, I mean, and this is the thing, again, where Katz is talking, again, the differences in the generation, yo. You know, you just automatically, and I know Kanye started that shit with The Life of Pablo and shit. He put The Life of Pablo out and then it's a remix this and added track this and it, that. Nigga, put the fucking record out and just leave it alone. You know what I mean? But these guys get so many do-overs because of the technology, you know? And trust me when I tell you, me and Kurt G gave that shit, man, we couldn't even get that shit to 30 second smell test.
Yeah, that album. I listened to the Thugger album and there was two, maybe three tracks on there that I could listen to.
That but shit the rest was of that, horrible. Ew.
Y'all no. Took the bullet for us.
Nah. I was like, damn.
Yo, speaking
and
of.
I actually was anticipating, like, okay, hoping that this nigga was actually going to come with something. Maybe Metro could help him, because the track selection to me is what really fucked him the most. Because even for Trap, some of that shit was weak.
So. Damn. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. As far as taking a bullet, I feel sorry for it. Speaking of DJs who got to play that shit.
If you gotta play
a lot
it,
of them
to me,
will
if you gotta
do
play
it,
you love
still.
It. Yeah, you gotta
a lot
love
of
it
them
if you
will,
play it.
You know, you remember King Killer? You remember that list on the wall?
Yeah,
I'm sure
of
they
course.
Still have those.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, well, I don't even think they got those. They're not allowed to even the AI. Don't touch this button right here. That's to the AI. They're gonna select what gets played anyway.
Right? They ain't even. Got, they ain't even
you just stand there and throw your hands up.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just talking. That's all they're doing is talking. They say DJ, but they ain't actually DJing.
Right. So, all right, that's what's up. So, hopefully I ain't got to mention him anytime soon for next while anyway. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is one of those topics, kettle calling pot or pot calling kettle black.
Uh-oh.
Tony Yayo says New York had bad luck with rappers and drill music is dangerous.
Mm. You don't say.
Tony Yayo saying drill music is dangerous.
What's his last name?
Ayo. Yayo. Oh, I know it. Yayo.
Yayo. Yayo.
Just that line, that cat was like in Scarface. He's like, what do you know about cocaine? Do you know anything about cocaine? And then Tony Montana was like, you kidding me? He's saying actually that drill music is dangerous. So, of course, you know, he's on Nori's show. He's talking about a lot of topics. And, of course, you know, he's talking about New York. It starts New York having bad luck with MCs. And a line in there that was so kind of Tony Yayo apropos, it was clairvoyant. He was like, yo, you know, New York, you know, we have bad luck. He was like, you know, what happens is do you get famous before the RICO charges? You know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, guys on their way up. He's like, but they don't really get to achieve the fame because they get RICO charges slapped on them. And then boom, the career's over, you know, I guess Bobby should murder. Type of shit. But then he was talking about, you know, drill and New York rappers' drill attitude. He did give credit to Chicago, who started drill, you know.
If you want to call that credit.
Yeah, I know, right? It is. But I guess what I mean, getting back to the original, you know, somebody calling somebody else the same name, Tony Yayo is... Kurt G, in fact, is he a jail nigga? Know about that shit?
Yeah, he know about that. He was a jail nigga. Because Yayo was in and out. Because in that first early G-Unit shit, that nigga wasn't around because he was locked the fuck up.
Well, he missed that G-Unit, or that whole first G-Unit album because he was locked up.
Right.
Yeah, so. I think it's unfortunate. Anyway, but he's naming these things and... I didn't watch. I just watched the clips, and I was like, "Yo, that seems like a good topic."
Yeah, he was a funny nigga.
Yeah, actually, he is pretty funny. Yo, he's pretty gregarious in that aspect of it.
But you know what, though, that actually, again, somebody who has experience in that, at this point, trying to tell people that's not the way, or that's a, you know, not good. That's not a bad thing, though, right?
No.
If you want to look at it from that standpoint, then he's the perfect ambassador for this, to tell niggas to talk about shit's dangerous and to try to steer them in the right direction, saying don't do that because I know about that shit. I was there.
Yeah, but even Yayo said the problem with drill, and he did outline it. He's like, in G-Unit, we had problems with, say, like Ja Rule, but Ja Rule's still living. Or, you know, back in the days, he was like, back in the days, if you with your kids or you with your girlfriend or whatever, you might not get hit that day. You know what I mean? I mean, even that's what I'm saying. I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, damn, you know, it was fucked up back then. But he's saying now these kids, they gonna hit you when you with your kids.
Yeah. Kids too, if they're in the way.
Oh, shit. Right, that shit just happened in D.C. and shit a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
niggas hit this nigga in the car with his kid.
Yep,
fucking child in the back seat.
Crazy.
I was like, God damn.
So even Yayo is looking at the mark difference. You know, saying, damn, you know, anybody we had beef with on record, it was record and all as well. So that's what's up.
Yeah, some real OG type shit.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but nobody hears that.
Nah.
Niggas is gonna do is straight clown him.
Oh yeah, oh that old nigga.
Old nigga, fuck that nigga. He's scared now.
Well, I doubt that. Better not try him.
So, all right. Well, in a related piece, I haven't done a counting amount in a minute.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Man. but I just find it very interesting.
This day and time, B, you can just pick a name out of the hat and put a new count in the amount.
I'm going to pick a name. It's not an official count in the amount, but you might as well say count in the amount light. Mr. G. Herbo.
Oh, well, damn.
Oh,
Chicago.
Come on.
Mr. G. Herbo, government name Herbert Randall Wright III. Okay, he was apprehended Sunday in his hometown of Chicago with charges of unlawful possession of a firearm. A 27-year-old rapper was pulled over approximately 5:45 p.m. and subsequently arrested on a misdemeanor gun charge. His recent run-in with the law shadows the Chicago native's more prominent headlines regarding a 2020 charge of a $1.5 million fraud case. Reports earlier this year hinted at the possibility of the rapper dodging jail time in the federal case should he plead guilty to a litany of charges, including but not limited to aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Mr. G. Herbo, Mr. Herbert Randall Wright III,
Harold Hecuba. You got to be old to know what that is.
Yeah. You really got to be old.
That nigga better holler at Hunter Biden's lawyer so you get the fuck off.
Yo, son. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, yo, you know, I understand identity theft. I mean, you're 27, so identity theft, wire fraud, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Damn, what you into, son?
Yeah, he's into that crazy shit. Because what it is when these niggas, they get a certain level of status, and this goes for any of them. It doesn't matter who they are. They get a certain level of status, even sports stars. We've seen this shit happen with Portis and shit.
Yeah, that's
niggas,
true.
They
get
used to a certain level of status and money. And once they get out the game and they're no longer getting the type of money they was getting before, whether that be music or whatever, all of a sudden, these niggas are out here doing dumb shit to get that money to try to make up for the money that they was making.
That's actually, and that's actually all those conspiracy charges against those cats using the NFL
logo, everything.
Using the NFL, what is that? The health care and fraudulent health care charges to get the money. I'm just like, damn, y'all.
That's
niggas,
crazy.
Yo, them niggas blew they money in the league then.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Ran right through that shit.
Oh, okay.
Ran right through it.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow. So that is on the heels of that Tony Yale talking about drill. And just for show purposes, I took another bullet and I listened to a bevy of G Herbo records. Oh my God, this nigga is horrible.
But he was very popular. Still is.
I mean, I guess he a popular guy. I mean, but I'm just like, my God, this nigga is horrible, yo. His voice is horrible. His rhyming is horrible. I mean, my God.
Oh, B.
Damn, B, you had a big ass, you put a big ass target on yourself for all of that. Jeez.
Damn. Yeah, just absolutely terrible.
All of that in 1 week, I feel for you.
Shaka Khan.
So, all right, let me give you a bit of history. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Flavor Flav wound up on the Roxanne Shanté show. On Rock the Bells.
She says is motherfucker all
never,
day.
Never mind. I don't even know why I just said that. Who doesn't have a show?
Well, I mean, her joins us on the satellite. Now, anyway, Flavor Flav was on the show, and he tells the story of how he ended up wearing the clock.
Oh.
Yes. And basically, to paraphrase the story, there was a crackhead who basically stole a whole bunch of bathroom clocks from a big box store and was running around the way selling them. And his boy, Son of Berserk, actually had got the clock. And Flav said at the time he was wearing one of those stopwatch joints.
Wow.
Right? And he said Son of Berserk took that off and put him on him. And then he said everybody was clowning him or whatever. And he was like, I bet you won't wear that on stage. This is like 86. He's like, damn. Yo, we had a show that, probably not that night, but our next show, they opened up for the Beastie Boys. And he wore the clock on stage. And it ended up on the cover of a New York tabloid with the clock on. And then everybody was like, yo, that looks Flavor, obviously. Right, you know what I mean?
Ain't that something.
And that is the story, basically, of how he ended up wearing the clocks, you know, just by accident, by Son of Berserk.
Wow, and it's funny. I just saw Flav at the TK Kirkland show out here. That's crazy.
Oh, did you? Oh,
okay. Yeah, he was low key, though. Went like he was on blast like typical.
Oh, okay.
But wow, that's a cool-ass story, B.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
TK Kirkland's a funny nigga, man.
Yeah. Flav live in Vegas, I think, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Flav live out there. So, so shout out to Flav, shout out to Roxanne Shante. You said all she does is say motherfucker on the show.
All huh? she does is say motherfucker 17 times an hour.
Mm.
Look, B, since we right here, I listen to LL's Rock the Bells station, and I love his new fucking record, by the way. Can't wait to hear the whole album. But anyway, I listened to her show.
LL's
got a new record. Put us on, my nigga. Put us on.
They play that shit on there all the time. And I can't remember the name.
And you love it.
I love it.
Hold on. We're about to do something that I never do before.
What's that?
I'm stopping right now. We're going to listen to this record, and we'll come right back and talk about it.
All right.
Well, damn. I feel like Gomer Powell right now. Shit.
Wow.
Well, Blotitious.
Stink.
Delicious.
That motherfucking cut. Good God.
So.
I can't front.
I don't know how to feel right now. I'm
I can't front.
Reaction.
Goddamn,
so,
LL.
So, first of all, LL got a record out. Maybe, according to Swervin, it's at least a month old. Okay.
Oh, it's older than that.
It's older than that. However old it is, I'm not up. Kurt G's not up. We just got done listening to the record. My Man. God. First of all. Man. But see, you know what? Everything about the record's right.
Mm.
LL flow is right.
Yep. Okay.
The track is right.
Yep.
And the stark difference between the generations is right there. Because you can see it, you can hear it, you can smell it, you can taste it. Everything
I need that intro I put for last week's show this week now.
Oh my goodness! I'm just saying. So look now, a young bull, that shit
is trash.
Trash.
Ooh. That's bullshit.
I get it. Ooh. You know, and it's okay to outline that, but I'm gonna say it again, man. I'm gonna keep pounding on this. LL's rhyming better. Than Gerbo.
That's a fucking
super understatement, B.
You just described it, B. And there's no even comparison.
But I'm just saying. So a young boy still is not going to accept that truth.
They're not going to accept that truth because it's not their vibe.
They don't gotta like it.
It's not their vibe. No matter how much we love it, no matter how much we saying, fuck, LL is hitting and sticking on that bitch.
Oh, you know what?
As much killing that motherfucker.
You know what? As much as I like, and I love to study Louis Armstrong, and I listen to Louis, and they telling me the what he invented, I don't like a lot of it. I got some more of a Miles Davis or somebody like that, but that don't mean that Louis Armstrong invented this shit and is technically doing shit that niggas can't do. None of these young niggas from Thug to Urbo can do what LL does. They don't gotta like it. I ain't saying they gotta like it, but God damn it. The facts are the facts.
They stopped the damn show to listen to that.
Yeah, we did.
You dropped
We've
a fucking,
never done that.
You dropped a fucking bomb like that and then gonna tell me you like the shit. Now, if you'd have been like, it's okay, I would listen to it after the show.
Yeah.
But then you said you liked it. I'm like, what the fuck?
I
don't know about this shit.
Yeah.
I love that record, B.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you.
Because that's what LL, that is the LL that was destroying
Oh, my God,
folks.
Nigga. Did you hear his flow, G?
That's what I was paying attention to.
Did you hear his flow?
I heard the track off the intro, but I was paying attention to his flow to see where he was going to be, what pocket he was going to get in. That nigga was in the pocket the entire record.
Oh, I was just like, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So however old that record is, you got it.
Maybe 2 months, but the album is due any day, I guess.
Okay,
the whole album.
That's real. You got a big, big exclusive. That has never happened in the history of this show where we stop the show live. Okay? Now we done went all the way sideways.
Yeah, we did.
I still didn't forget what we started at, though, because the reason I knew that song is because I listened to LL Cool J's Rock the Bells on Sirius Radio.
So
on Shantae's show, B, look, people can speak how they want to, say the words they want to do, but just listening to, you can't listen to that in the car with the kids, because she going to say motherfucker about 70 times an hour. B, and it's like, yo, I know you raunchy, but god dang, yo.
B, let me get back. Let me get back to this again. So we already know the lay of the land. There's no young bo who, like you said last week, whether it was this NBA young nigga or Herbo or Thugger or any of these motherfuckers, no young bo, they gonna listen to Ella and they're like, I can't listen to that shit. I get it.
Wait, B, you know what NBA stands for?
Never broke again.
Never broke again. But you're right. They're probably going to hear that LL shit, and they're probably going to think it was made in 1990 or some shit.
All right.
But shit's new.
All right. I just want to continue to put the standard out there that although it may be new and they may be your particular goat, you know, his lyric game is garbage. Okay.
He might have. Has he erased? So I know you just heard it, but has he erased the U Log moniker?
No, he's still a U Log.
He's going to be the U Log. No. But I tell you what, he's going to be the U Log that still can spit.
Well, there you go.
And still got major skills.
You know what?
And I was hoping, let me get this out first. I was hoping that he would get these type of skills out. I was hoping that, like a lot of rappers, they just fall the fuck off, and they forget how to MC. They can go out there and rap, but they forget how to MC. LL showed you he still got MC skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This MC. Is a record. This is a record that, and I know it won't happen, but this is a record. Back in the days, if it was a 12-inch single,
bought.
Ooh. I'm buying it.
Oh yes, sir.
I'm buying it because I can imagine the 12-inch vocal with the instrumental and the acapella on the B-side, I can imagine that. I know it won't happen. We're not B, in those
don't
days.
Don't say that. Don't say that. If the album equals up to or is close to that record, I'm buying it.
Well, I ain't going to go that far.
If that album...
I ain't going that far.
...matches that record...
Oh, yeah, that's a bought. That's come on, B. You're buying that album, B. If that album sounds as good as that record that we just heard from LL, you're going to be looking for that album, B. You're talking about buying Talib Kweli album.
You're right, yes, I am.
And that one song sounds better than anything on that whole album.
I agree with that, yes.
Boom.
That last record on that Talib Kweli album is nuts.
Oh, yeah, that last album track.
Yeah, you welling, but it's okay.
I'm not welling. I'm just saying. But what are the chances that happens?
We're gonna see.
I love
he
LL.
He might have something to prove. We've been asking for this.
Yes, we have.
We've been asking LL. We know you can still do it. Just do it. Now he did it.
He did that. But see, what's lingering in the back of niggas' minds is LL's gonna give us this food for the niggas that the backpack niggas give us this food to let us show us that, yeah, nigga, I still got it. I still got this shit. But then next three songs he releases is gonna be straight radio friendly. Niggas singing all over it.
And probably going to have a undermatched young bo on it.
Damn, y'all thinking Mr. Smith takes exit 11?
I'm just saying.
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping not. He's like, man, get off my lawn. Let me show you motherfuckers how this
shit is
done.
That's what I'm hoping for.
This is what we're hoping for.
Yep.
So
I ain't going to trash him. I want to see the whole album. And if he gives... let's say 11 tracks, because let's just be sensible here, not fucking 24, 18 records. If he gives 11 tracks and 7 of them are like that, that's a win for me.
Yes, me too.
As long as half the shit ain't got Summer Walker and Bryson Tiller or some shit like that singing on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I like Summer Walker, but I'm just saying, I don't want to hear that shit from LL. Shit.
Right. He don't need that. So that's what's up. You know, so since you mentioned it, let's go ahead and get in quickly to that Consequence live off the Texas
Oh, my God.
Consequence going, speaking of Talib Kweli, going extra heavy. No subliminals.
No.
Whatsoever.
Oh, you're talking about Consequence,
right? Yes. You want to talk about. Well, let me let you go ahead and get in on it.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. So,
yes, you.
Okay, because you want to talk about the of doing extra. This nigga was doing extra.
Khan was doing extra.
He was doing super fucking extra. Super extra. And the fact that he started off talking about he don't do this shit, and but yet boom. You fucking just going on for a fucking 20 minutes doing this shit that you say you don't do.
Yep.
It's like, nigga, you just contradicted yourself. Going ham, like nigga this nigga. I know I use the word nigga probably 100 times in the show, but this nigga used the word nigga. Like, wow, B.
But
he was CB4 on that joint.
But to give you credit though, G, everybody's a nigga to you.
But everybody is a nigga.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
everybody is a nigga to me.
No matter what your color.
Whether you fucking the Cookie Monster or motherfucking Martian, you a nigga to me.
So, all right. So, all that saying, so I wasn't going to get into that Consequence Talib Kweli thing long. I just wanted to make the analogy of. Okay, so you got Consequence on social media doing a lot of that talking or whatever. Who knows what Talib's response will be? Who knows? But I guess I felt a little bit of symmetry into the fact that we just talked about your boy last week doing that same shit to the fans.
And he did it again.
Oh, my God.
To all the fans.
Yeah, he did.
You didn't go in the comments, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. But
oh, B. Can I let me just do this. I know Talib probably ain't never going to hear us, listen to us or whatever. But come on, B. People like you, man.
And you know what? It is amazing that people still like this nigga.
I know.
They wrote this nigga off like he's just an asshole. Fuck
damn.
Him.
Constantly arguing at somebody, no matter. B, get therapy. It's okay. I go to therapy. It's okay.
So do
get
I.
Therapy. God damn, he's a mad dude, yo.
I told my therapist last week, oh, I got a great therapist. Thank you.
Jeez. Talk it out.
I'm saying.
Get it off your chest, my nigga. Just and stop fucking with these fans or these people that just want to poke you. They know you're real thin skinned. They know you're going to respond. You're like fucking, what's his name in the NBA? God damn, I just lost his name. He went from Oklahoma City to the...
Oh, God, Durant.
Durant does the same thing. Durant goes back and forth with it. He don't give a fuck who you are. He gonna go back and forth with your ass immediately. If you say something about him, try to down him or make some slide comment, he gonna come at you.
Therapy is good.
I second that. So... All right, yo, let's get off of those cats, yo. Next topic on Hip Hop... next topic on Hip Hop Digest...
Before we get out.
Yes, sir.
That nigga was... I did hear the nigga acting like he want to fight.
Talking about which one?
Khan
talking about he'll whip his ass.
Yes, and no, and he will slap.
He will slap this nigga.
And I'm
just saying, this is what I don't want to hear from 240 plus niggas. I do not want to hear no shit about you whipping somebody's ass, especially when the nigga talking about he got M's in the bank. That's all he was talking about. I got M's in the bank, nigga. You broke. I love my cousin. He threw his cousin under the bus.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? I love my cousin, who is Q-Tip, by the way, saying, I love my cousin, but he don't know how to get the bag. I think second to the word nigga, he used the word bag about 3,000 times in that damn conversation that he had.
Yeah.
Talking about niggas don't know how to get the bag. I'm like, B, you should be happy that you're getting the bag, and thank God that you met Kanye in your life. Because that's the reason why you have your bag.
I don't watch those Loving Basketball shits and Basketball Wives and ball. I don't watch that shit. But I do know the Consequence was on there. I think he took a whooping. I'd have to go back to the videotape, as your man from Channel 9 DC used to say. Let's go to the videotape. But like you said, at 40 plus, bruh, even at 30 plus, can we not fight? Can we not talk this tough talk? You know what I'm saying? It's just dumb. What your boy say? Kill it. You always say, that's dumb. Knock it off. You are not about to fight. And if you are, you're dumb because you done put it out there.
You done put it out there. Now it's assault. Premeditated at that. Now you got charges coming.
Count the amount.
Count in the amount.
Just worry about your M's, B. Worry about that.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to sum it up. They're not going to fight. And consequences, I guess maybe he feels better now that he got it off his chest, and we probably won't hear from him again.
I doubt that. Because
it's
social media, and if Quali says anything, his niggas well, coming
Quali
right back.
Quali was right there in the thread.
Okay, so how about this? Let me make a suggestion. How about just a battle rap? Maybe some diss records, some actual records.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
Can we get something out of it? Can we get some food from this?
Yeah.
So
and you get some more M's, maybe.
Not with that type of music, they won't.
No,
yeah, you're right, battle rap right. Shit ain't getting you no M's, B.
You get some hood credit, some hip hop credit.
Yeah, he'll get some of that.
So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is an unfortunate African-American against African-American. And we didn't discuss it, but I think we should discuss it on the Hip Hop Digest. Yeah, at the highest level.
SCOTUS?
Yes.
I didn't think we were ever going to touch that.
Clarence Thomas attacks Ketanji Brown. What? The only
that's his MO.
The only two black members of the Supreme Court, Justice Clarence, Uncle Tom Thomas, Ketanji Brown Jackson, openly traded barbs in their opinions Thursday as the high court dealt a blow, which is certainly a death blow to the use of race in college admissions. Now, we could talk about that particular case all day, but it's not even really about the case. Nope. It is really about, and I could say this, Clarence Thomas, who literally went more than 15 years on the court and didn't say one word.
How about that?
Literally. Damn near.
He was still reeling from that Anita situation.
Damn near 15 years. I mean, he's been on the court, I believe, longer than that, but he went that period of time without saying one word.
Silence!
Your
nigga,
boy.
You just be happy to be here. Shut
nigga,
the fuck up.
Your boy, Thomas, who mentioned Ketanji Brown by name 18 times, in his opinion, assailed not only Jackson's views on the subject, but also questioned her motives. Here we go. This nigga ain't got nothing to say to none of his white colleagues. But the minute sis show up on the Supreme Court, he got to tear her down?
B, you talking about a nigga. You talking about black on black crime? Just, that's a great analogy. This nigga,
at the highest.
This nigga started off his career before he even became Supreme Court Justice doing black on black crime. Remember, like you just mentioned Anita?
Yeah, no doubt.
Black on black crime. He shouldn't even been in that bitch to begin with. He should have never even been in there.
Yep.
So this is just nothing new for this nigga.
Your boy Clarence, who accused Justice Jackson of ignoring the oppression of other groups, including Asian and white communities. I'm like, what boy, the fuck?
I think Dave Chappelle made a character about yo, a
nigga,
person like that.
I mean, so we sit up here a lot of times, Joe, and be like, yo, you know, we need to get it together. We don't need to be hostile toward each other or whatever. But word is born. If you get a shot at Clarence, yo, you just want to just three-piece this motherfucker?
No, I don't.
I don't.
I would walk right by him.
You're right, exactly. I wouldn't even acknowledge that, nigga.
I would love to get three
no,
good
you wouldn't.
Flush
no, you
on
wouldn't,
him.
Nigga. No, that, you wouldn't.
There you go sounding like fucking Consequence right now. You premeditated. All this nigga got to do if he ever sees you walk by you and just trip and say you pushed him.
Oh, Lord.
And you're going to jail.
We trying to help you, B.
And this is the key thing. Your boy Thomas, who wrote only for himself, no other justices. That means the rest of the conservative justices, which most of them are, yep, didn't even co-sign what he wrote against this.
So they read that shit and was like, nah, you on your own on that, B. You got to put in your own work around here, homie.
They felt that they were smart enough to not address that.
Right, because they know what that would look like from white on black. It would look way worse.
B.
Even though this nigga is worse than Tiger Woods.
So I want to give a shout out, and I would love to hear this brother. Shout to D Thor, but I would love to hear your opinion.
Oh, you gonna get a book?
Oh my goodness,
D Thor. No offense.
No. I respect D Thor, and that's why I would love to get his opinion on this.
It will be in the text
hanging. Because we know. Because look, we know Clarence Ben's a sellout, no doubt. We know that. Okay. But being a sellout, you can still be a sellout, but you going to openly attack Sis up on the Supreme Court like that, B?
She's not one of his peoples, B. She's not one of his people, son. Why would he attack her? She's not one of his people. This nigga is so fucking comfortable, my nigga. You know what the fuck this nigga's being accused of right now, the shit that he's done. All the dumb shit that this nigga's doing.
JJ, you in trouble.
The shit that he's doing, this nigga should be going to jail.
He just might.
He should be.
He's not, though.
He's not.
But he should be
impeached, right?
At the very minimum, he should be removed.
Get the fuck out of there, yes. Right?
Yeah.
For the shit he's doing, his wife's doing, dumb shit that this nigga's doing.
Yeah.
So to even think for a second that this nigga is not so comfortable that he would throw Sis under the bus, it's like, this is just nothing to see here, as I said last week. This nigga, this is what he does, B.
With all of this being said, this is a thought that crossed my mind the other day, and I knew we were going to have a talk. I figured this would be off the show type talk, but at this point, do you think that the Supreme Court is even fucking viable at this point?
Not with the shady niggas they got in there right now.
Well, now, that's the wrong question. Because the Supreme Court is viable, and now what you're going to see... What you're going to see is major, I'm just saying, the Dukes, the Harvards, the Stanfords are going to be Asian first, then whites. Mm. African Americans, you have to come back home. Because now you got to go to historically black. First. Huh?
It'll be legacies first.
Oh, well, see, we got people...
They're already trying to fight that already.
Right, they're already trying to fight that, but this is what I'm saying. African-American students, and we're not talking about, you know, set-asides and crazy shit. We're talking about people who are smart enough to go to these institutions in the first place.
Well, B, they're smart enough to go to some fucking great HBCUs, too.
Yeah, so but I'm saying... But right, exactly, and that's the point I'm saying. What you're going to see is a return to come home back to the HBCUs because trust me, Stanford and Harvard and some of these with Duke is going to be Asian folk first, white folk, and nary.
Well, if you can play football, you're going to get in Stanford.
Well,
just saying.
You know the Negroes is on the sports team.
We're going to get us one of them. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's real life, what he just said.
Oh, well, if you don't really know the story, who was that? Bear Bryant in Alabama? You know what I mean? After Randall Cunningham's brother and them ran right through them. And then the crowd was like, Bear, when we gonna get us one of them?
So that's where we are. Welcome to America.
So, yeah. So the Supreme Court is viable. And the Supreme Court is making those return to the 1940s, the return to the 1950s. Yeah, yeah. They're
it's
making
not,
those rulings.
It's not non-biased anymore. It's politically charged.
It always
which is
was.
A horrible situation.
But now it's just out of control.
Yeah.
Well, it's out of control, and is that there was no rulings for maybe what future society may bring. It is a return.
Well, look at the things just this recent past, what's been overturned from this current SCOTUS.
Indeed, of course.
This will be marked in history, B.
Of course.
It's incredible to be alive watching this shit happen, all this shit getting overturned. What's next? Your right to vote, killer?
That is already under heavy assault in red states, my G. What you talking about, player? That's already happening in red states, my G.
Well, it could be because, again, of the certain SCOTUS that we have right now. It's damn near seems like damn. Could it really
already
happen?
Son, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. There's a modern day poll tax, my G. Right now. So wow. Yeah.
So that part.
But I just wanted to bring that up as far as Hip Hop Digest. Again, shout to D Thor. Love to hear your opinion on what's good with your boy on that level. You know what I'm saying? Just curious. Yep. You know what I mean? But yeah.
This is a book that I look forward to, D. For real.
Indeed. So no doubt. Indeed. So that's all I got. Unless somebody got something else. That's all I got.
Yeah, I can't think of nothing after that. After all of that.
All right. Indeed.
Yeah, shout out to the U-Log, though.
Yeah, right. Definitely shout out to him.
Right. So check it out. We're ready for this week's Digital Freaks Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got AM, Early Morning, and Funk Low, Connection, Bijouterie. Damn you, Pete. You always put these words out here.
Who's that?
Peter? I was gonna say, who's that from?
Pete Johansson. Yeah, brought to you by Peter Johansson. It's okay. AM, Early Morning, and Funk Low, Connection, Bijouterie. I had to look that shit up. That's a fucking jewelry store in French, Bijouterie.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So it's Jacob the Bijouterie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then we got brought to you by our man Matt, Sick in the Head, Smoking Boots. That's Sick in the Head, Smoking Boots. And then brought to you by me is Memphis Reigns in the L, the last piece. That's Memphis Reigns in the L, the last piece.
All right, that's what's good, yo. Yeah,
wait, Kurt, you don't got nothing that you gonna have to recant next week?
Nah, he too smart than that.
I'm not adding no extra. What you could conjecture here.
Right. So I'm just saying, yo, I mean, it was you 2 weeks ago and me last week. So we just wondered if you was going
to end the show up like this. See, y'all niggas don't understand that how we get the bag, nigga. We get that bag, nigga. Hip Hop Digest, nigga. We get that bag, nigga.
What the fuck bag we got?
We get that bag, that grocery bag, nigga. That Aldi bag, nigga. We get that bag, nigga.
Trash bag?
That hefty, my nigga. We get that bag, nigga. Y'all know how to get the bags, nigga.
Yo, I hate to tell you this, but the bag is empty.
Nigga, my bags is full, nigga. Y'all don't know how to get the bags, nigga.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Well, there you go.
So, all right, that's what's good. Thank you for rolling with us, and we'll see you when we see ya.
Holla.
One.
Jimmy Snuka, trying to land a kickflip at the Duca. Off the top rope, elbow drop, Austin Creed, you see me loop ya. I had to light the table on fire, let them group up. I'm in the ring, really in the square like a cube truck. Mama used to tell me, don't be a punk, put your dukes up. I'm trying to get a bag to buy a mansion, put my dukes up. It's G.I. Joe, these guns are full of violence, get your duke cut. Big bombs moving silence, get your roof blown. Put a shell right inside his back, you Cooper Trooper. Grew up off of Martin, watching, hanging with Mr. Cooper. Says he go retarded, fire retardant for the blue truck. Or is it color red, the fire hydrant with the blue stuff? And I'm just about to look up, I mean I'm getting warmer. Trying to get a deal, but I was dealing with this karma. I Amazon bomber. 98, that's a Tiger driver. Pull up like I'm Mitsusharu, there won't be survivors. I engineered this rap shit, but I don't wiggle wires. Tricks up my sleeve, you know I got these wizards tired. Trap you iguanas in a cage and make a lizard fire. That knife cut like McCain cake, you know my vision fire.
Yeah, swear to God.
I hit him with the Tiger driver. That 98 or 95er. I'm feeling
feeling like Masaba when I vibe up. I'm going all city with this rap shit. You heard my music in a car from a dirty city. Junkies leaning off of fentanyl. Before a 20 piece, they clean your car. They at your beck and call. I wish that I could help them all, but really please just step it off. Try to build with every brick, they hit you with the wrecking ball. And they don't recognize the talent, they'd rather recognize themselves. So if you on my hit list, I guarantee I check it off. If that's the pecking order, then the crows will have to peck them off. Streets are hot like pepper sauce, they don't love you. All I see is L's around me, they ain't no W's. Ain't no breakdancing moves, life will cold crush you. Hit him with the tiger driver, watch this whole bus through. Hey, I'm about to luke up, that means I'm getting warmer. Trying to get a deal, but I was dealing with this karma. I Amazon bomb him, drop him straight on his neck, that's a tiger driver. If we pull in your vicinity, we leave a virus. I engineered this rap shit, but I don't wiggle pliers. That knife cut like McCain K, my vision fire. I've been running, wouldn't take a break, you bitches tired. I'll be going down in Hall of Fame when I retire.
But never that.
Hit him with the tiger driver. Boom! That 91 or 95er. That 98, no survivors.
Hey, yo, Vega, why don't you go ahead and drop that shit? Yeah. Y'all already know who it is.
Your words.
Look, I hope they understand. Yeah. I don't need to hold no hands. Nah. I just do this shit for love. Expand this shit like rubber bands. Word. That's why I snap sometimes because of passion. I don't run for max. That's why I got the finger on the trigger like a gun in hand. Boom, feel the thunder slam. 44 caliber killer, son of Sam. No other plans prohibited when exported like contraband. Damn, I'm feeling good like I'm stepping into the motherland. But others plan to crumble your progress, shit on the brother's brand. So I won't take no shit from these rappers acting like undergrads. They got no class, running in hallways without a proper pass. No game bashing when I be saying these rappers fucking ass. You cats pussy, chasing canaries, pfeffering, duck attacks. It's upper class, you're under that, underhand like underpass. What's up with that? Being as lit as a fucking jumping jack. That's temporary, one look is gone. Just like a sudden flash. So every time they claim something they're not, I'm just gonna spaz. I'm just gonna spaz. Word. I heard they call themselves a rapper.
How come?
Then how you call yourselves an MC? They just be filling me with laughter. Like watching someone dance with left feet.
Word.
I'm feeling bad for all you bastards. I'll snatch your titty while you breastfeed.
Give me that.
There's no one here that I look after.
Nope.
Like having no responsibilities.
Yeah.
Look, I don't do this for the clubs. Nah. I don't do this for the stages. Nope. I just do it for the love.
Word.
I just do this for the ages. There's a lot of rats in this game, so I trap them all in cages. I'm highlighting these fakes so you all know who the lame is. And famous is not an option when they don't know where the aim is. Nope. They ain't as they act like assholes when pointing fingers to blame shit on other people that's winning. Just wasting time without gaining.
Word.
Any fans of their own on Instagram is the same shit. Claiming their shit be hot, but I don't know where the flame is. They're warming up by the pop, but the heat ain't close to my pavement. Been aiming it for the stars while I'm skipping over your Uranus. I'm giving you horoscopes, I can see you scared from the base. I see you, but you can't see me. Can't telescope when I'm aiming. I'm sniping, I'm hitting targets. These hollow heads need awakening. Their heads too big for their bodies. Our body heads who be faking. It's 2023, it's time for y'all to start changing.
You heard?
It's time for y'all to start changing. Word. I heard they call themselves a rapper.
How come?
Then how you call yourselves an MC? They just be filling me with laughter. Like watching someone dance with left feet.
Word.
I'm feeling bad for all you bastards. I'll snatch your titty while you breastfeed.
Give me that.
There's no one here that I look after.
Nope.
Like having no responsibilities.
Yeah.
Y'all already know who it is. Bar headed. 2023. That's that blue collar rap.
I rhyme like there's nothing I can do but spit. I love my life and what I get to do with it, cause I'm still not even part of the music biz. I'm about as free and true of an artist as you can get. The truest yet, who worked harder for less. But now I gotta start to accept the smarter to rest, cause in the larger lens of life you'll get farther in steps. And balance is a necessary part of success, part of the test to bring about the best within us all. So don't be fixated on imperfections and the flaws, cause it's irrelevant and not gonna last. Always looking for something better and forgot what they have. I swear on every mic I say what I like. I want money to never be my motivation to write. Just a day in the life with a tight hand on the mic, with every page that I recite that you can't put a price. While responding to my fans individually, cause in the end you never know what a minute could mean. All you gotta do is put an effort minimally, and watch your spirit lift others up considerably. But thought I wasn't able to, cause tragically my heart's broken. But that's relatable when passionately soft spoken, as we all find what we desire to see, cause we already are who we want to aspire to be. So check it, I rhyme like there's nothing I can do but spit. I love my life and what I get to do with it, cause I'm still not even part of the music biz. I'm about as free and true of an artist as you can get. The truest yet when I line with the drums, not off the top of the mind but designed like it was. With no topic this time, I'm just rhyming for once, and jotting every improvised line as it comes. So without further delay, I came to portray what I'm determined to say. All through these words I convey, cause it's my purpose and I do it in the purest of ways. So take heed to the signs and scenes, and what you'll find is a buzz of troubled mind at ease. Until you see that we've been met with resistance, it's no secret it's been set up against us. But still it's possible to overcome the obstacles. So boldly I'ma rock the booth with only something I could do. Kick a rhyme until the palms in the air, without a single dime to deposit, a dollar to spare. And it's a damn shame that they dare take land. It's apparent they ain't never been a fair game plan. A bare-faced sham like a rare main brand, but no man-made scam that could dare change Sam. Yo, so with my soul in the open, I'ma flow until the moment I feel whole and I'm broken. Not that after that there's nowhere to go then, I just wanna have the life outside of rap that I'm hoping. But the truth is I'm as desperate as I am annoyed, writing from a futuristic retrospective vantage point. That's how I sprawl into action, as the things that I'm imagining have already happened. Yo, and that's the realest sensation. Maybe late in all my pain is supposed to feel like I made it, cause lyrically I'm a threat, but literally I'm a debt. I'm physically in the red, but spiritually I'm ahead. That's why I tend to spit rhymes kinda rugged then. I wanna rap about the good times, but I'm struggling. Get optimistic, cause a matter of fact, there's no salary cap if you can learn how to adapt. So bust it, I rhyme like there's nothing I can do but spit. I love my life and what I get to do with it, cause I'm still not even part of the music biz. I'm about as free and true of an artist as you can get. The truest yet, who worked harder for less. But now I gotta start to accept the smarter to rest. In the larger lens of life, you'll get farther in steps. And balance is a necessary part of success. It's part of the test to bring about the best within us all. So don't be fixated on imperfections and the flaws, cause it's irrelevant and not gonna last. Always looking for something better and forgot what they have. That's why on every mic I say what I like. I want money to never be my motivation to write. So I came to give back from the depths of my sadness and make an impact through our collective of passions.
Economics era, that NY brick cold January weather. Take what you got, put it together. So when the stars align, you won't fold under pressure. Always strive for the better. And since a young lad, shit, I always wanted extra. I wanted extra clothes, extra drip, extra nights. And if I fuck up God, can I have an extra life? That boy nice, shit, I bet it twice. I put the money on him if I had to bet my life. Always investing in my own shit. They wanna take your master so you never own shit. The better business shit, the better spending. The better the profit, the better that your people living. I do the science on the mathematics. I chase money, see the cash is my bad habit. Deceased presidents from day in and day out. If you talking bars, I mean we in and they out. 100% I'm trying to keep all my royalties. If you ain't worth shit, then it's kinda hard to see. I'm here to give you all clarity. Open the market up and double up the salary. Then double up that salary. And keep repeating it until y'all mad at me. I'm here to give you all clarity. Open the market up and double up the salary. Then double up that salary. And keep repeating it until y'all mad at me. Far as the talent go, it's never been an issue. That's how life goes. Some is scarred like tissue. Depending on your business sense is how far it gets you. That's why I always stay official. Stay sharp, see the game's all mental. It's either be eating, I ain't trying to make the menu. I'm just trying to kill a venue and turn pain to gain when I write what I've been through. When your money right, you act a little calmer. Cause every time you check that bank account, you see karmas. Plus I believe in that karma. You really had it coming if I had to bring you drama. As I sit here and ponder, R.I.P. the X-Nip, Black Robin, Black Mamba. Karma, dig a song for the fashion. Life is like them Vegas chips, you gotta cash in. All that other shit is past tense. Sometimes you gotta take a loss for the next win. Gotta execute it perfectly. If your money's slow, then you ain't have the urgency. I'm here to give you all clarity. Open the market up and double up the salary. Then double up that salary. And keep repeating it until y'all mad at me. I'm here to give you all clarity. Open the market up and double up the salary. Then double up that salary. And keep repeating it until y'all mad at me.
Of the icons, the type of shit that niggas base their life on. You respect the ops till every single one of us dead. Either that or bloodshed. You'd rather take a flight, catch a flight, and go to Club Med. Stop being a blunt head. All that extra smoke is gonna leave one of your lungs dead. Take that from a nigga that used to chain smoking, rain standing on propane in a suede coat, wearing gray loafs. I watch the whole world go round, some Chris Jones shit. I watch my whole life go down. If I don't like the way you sound, that means I'm cocking the pound. I roll with Price, the diamond shining, coral, we getting down to down. Ain't the question when the weapons is cocked, or how fast you can blast off consecutive shots. It's how fast is my ass that connected the dots. On top of my heckling cosh, to wet you with shots. Leave you left in a lot, found by detectives and cops. Naked in socks, tongue through your neck in a knot. Frozen to pose, the message left for those who oppose. I was raised around cons, I guess those were the pros. 0.40 in diameter, those are the holes in your stamina. Caught by the cameras and medical examiners. That's what happens when you reach for what you can't feel. That keeper can't kill, but one man won't do, the next man will. So don't speak, stand still, face the wall. Fuck it, lace them all. Never get a chance to face them all. Advance on your cheddar, get a better place to sprawl.
Like a grizzly on point like Mike Bibby, and represent without even having a hype Philly. I'm blessed when I'm spitting. Catch me in the sauce in September. It's a special collector's edition. Just
the beginning. I'ma keep dropping, either over tracks or with a motherfucker beatboxing. Yo, this shit right here, me and my peeps locking. Keep the heat cocking, cause the streets watching. I swear, on everything common and rare, we gon' commandeer mics from niggas rhyming.